The creation of Lake Eildon.
But why build a dam here?
Well, in considering the history of Lake Eildon and its construction, it is first necessary to understand the choice of the site. Lake Eildon, at its present level, floods a 37-kilometre-long stretch of the Upper Goulburn River Valley. This valley encompasses the confluence of five major alpine rivers and their watersheds. These rivers are the Goulburn River, the Delatite River, the Jameson River, the Hauke River, and the Big River. The purpose of Lake Eildon is primarily to provide a reliable source of water for irrigation within the Murray-Darling Basin's southern regions. The dam discharges into the Goulburn River, and from lower down in the Goulburn is diverted further to other storages, such as the Waranga Basin and Goulburn Weir. Lake Eildon has a maximum capacity of 3,334,158 megalitres, making it the largest storage on the Goulburn River and the second largest storage in the Murray-Darling Basin, Dartmouth Reservoir being the largest. In area, the lake covers 13,840 hectares and has a shoreline of 515 kilometres. Sugarloaf Reservoir. Lake Eildon's construction began in 1915 with the State Rivers and Water Supply Commission, a now-defunct agency, proposing the construction of a weir at the lower end of the Goulburn River Valley. The weir's purpose was to supply a more reliable source of water for agriculture throughout drought years and irrigation schemes downstream, as well as water for towns, cities and hydroelectricity. The weir and its waters were to be named Sugarloaf Reservoir, and its construction would flood large tracts of the valley. This flooding, including the settlements and townships of Darlingford, which had seen a rich history since the mid-19th century. Physically, the Sugarloaf Weir was made up of a rock-filled earth wall with concrete pylons and steel gates and piping to control the flow of water downstream. It was completed in 1929, however, it was in commission for less than a year when it was deemed too small, and modification began to raise the height of the dam wall and the weir. This trend continued when in 1935 the wall was again raised to bring the storage capacity of the reservoir up to 377,000 megalitres. Eildon Dam. Due to several consecutive years of drought throughout the 1930s and early 40s, coupled with the pressures of the Second World War and its necessitated food production increase, a feasibility study was conducted to determine the site of a new and larger dam with longer-term water storage in mind. The study concluded that the site of the Sugarloaf Weir would serve well for the new dam, and in 1951, work commenced on what would become the modern-day Lake Eildon. Eildon Dam is made up of an earth-cored rock wall, much like the previous Sugarloaf Reservoir. However, to accommodate the immense increase in height, it was tiered to displace the load of the water body behind it. The dam wall stands at 83 metres high and comprises some 10,200 cubic metres of fill, with an overall length of 1,085 metres, including the spillway. Eildon Dam's spillway is 288 metres long and can discharge 3,356 cubic metres per second. However, the dam's regulation, in conjunction with other storage sites, means that this is rarely seen, as it would result in catastrophic flooding downstream and loss of valuable irrigation water in an uncontrolled manner. The regulation of flows downstream for irrigation, hydroelectric power generation, or environmental flows are achieved through either the use of the spillway gates or the release of water from the bottom of the dam through 7-metre-wide pipes which also run the hydroelectric power station. The hydroelectric power station at Eildon Dam has a generating capacity of 150 megawatts and produces an average of 225 gigawatt hours every year. The peak electricity generation occurs throughout late spring and summer when most water is being released for irrigation. The power station is operated by AGL.